96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Be straight up with me. Are you suspended?
No.
Why don't you have your license on you?
I'm just
well, until I can figure out if you have a license or not, go ahead and take your seatbelt off for me.
I didn't even do that.
Go ahead and take your seatbelt off. Stop.
That is from the shooting of Samuel DuBose in Cincinnati 10 days ago. He was shot by a University of Cincinnati police officer during a traffic stop. Graphic police body cam video was just released today. It comes on the same day as the shocker out of Pennsylvania. Long-serving Congressman Chaka Fetteh indicted on charges of bribery, racketeering, conspiracy, and more connected to his failed Philadelphia mayoral campaign back in 2007. Is what we're seeing today part of an assault on Black America? How should we address this issue? Well, my guests are Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Afro-American Studies Department at Howard University, and Joya Jefferson Nuri, political and social commentator and president of In the Public Eye Communications. Lines are open. Give us a call. Want to know what you're thinking. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Carr, Joya, thank you both so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, Joya, let me start with you, and I'll share this with the group here. When I saw that video today, I had a visceral reaction. I'm a pretty tough guy, but after hearing the Freddie Gray situation out of Baltimore and seeing the shooting in North Charleston, the video there, and now this, all of this coming, you know, one after another, you know, my tough skin got a little thin today. And it was troubling. Your thoughts about what's going on, Joya? What did you see today?
I saw the same thing that has been happening to African descendant people around the world for about 1,000 years. And Dr. Carr can articulate this much better than I can because of how he has studied. But this attack on Black people is not new. I think we were lulled into believing because of the success of the civil rights movement that things were different. These stories of police officers abusing us have been happening over and over again. I have a daughter who is young, and I have been frightened for her life, not just because of the crime that happens at people her own age, but at the hands of the police. This is not new, Harold. I think what's happening is that we got lulled into thinking things were different. And now we see, in living color, it's not.
Dr. Carr, you saw the video. I'm sure you watched it several times.
Absolutely. And as it was unfolding, Harold, how many times have we been here, brother, in this studio? And how many times have you or I, or even you, Sister Jefferson Nuri, been with those flashing lights in the rearview mirror?
Right.
License. The first step in this is the norm. This is an aberration. The first thing police do is stop you for some random tragic reason. Oh, no license plate. Oh, your headlights are off. So then they get the license to do what? Run to see if you have any warrants, anything like that. In other words, the immediate criminalization. But then, you know, that's what happened to the young sister down there in Prairie View. We saw that with the sister down there.
With Sandra Bland.
Sandra Bland,
exactly.
Absolutely. So, you know, when watching that unfold, the brother is nervous. Then the cop says, oh, whoa, what's that? He hands him a bottle. Closed bottle. Okay, I can't get him on open container. All right, well, you know, get out the car. In other words, I'm going to detain you. And so, yeah, this is a very literal thing. And then what happens? We think about where our protests come in the wake of something like this. We have this this language of slavery. You know, we release the evidence, punish the killers, or, you know, we're disturbed, we're upset. And then even now the man's mother is saying, well, you know, if he asks for forgiveness, perhaps I could consider forgiveness. We have been turned into a group of people who don't know what we want. We, you know, justice means you don't get stopped in the first place.
Hmm.
We have to shift this conversation. And here, otherwise, we just continue to shrink as a people. And as you say, I mean, you probably don't have any skin left, Harold. Otherwise, after something like this.
And then we have this situation with Congressman Shaka Fatah. As I said before the break, I said, it's an old story, but this keeps happening. We could be talking about Shaka Fatah. We could be talking about Jesse Jackson Jr. We could be talking about Ray Nagin, Kwame Kilpatrick, and on and on and on. Dr. Carr, I'm not saying that there has or has not been wrongdoing when you're talking about the list there, and in particularly in reference to Congressman Fatah. These are just charges. These are just indictments. He's not been convicted. But what does this say about our black leadership? Should they be doubly careful? Should they dot their I's and cross their T's constantly once they go into the political lion's den?
There is no amount of concern or care that black officials can take that will prevent them from being attacked. Shaka Fatah lived in Philly for 17 years. Shaka Fatah's mother is a legend in Philadelphia. In fact, that's why he's named Shaka. She almost single-handedly intervened to stop the gang wars of the 1970s in Philadelphia. Shaka is responsible for the Gear Up program. That was his legislation. We have young people now getting their PhDs in science and technology who started at 6th, 7th, and 8th grades in Philadelphia and around the country. You know, when we think about it, he ran for mayor. Mm-hmm. He's a lifelong politician. I'm sure there was probably some monkey business going on, but when you stand Shaka Fatah next to Marco Rubio, for example, or Jeb Bush, for example, we're not talking about, you know, Paul Robeson said it best in The Emperor Jones. He said, there's little stealing like you does and big stealing like I does. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump's running for president of the United States, and his wife under sworn testimony said that he raped her. And yet we're talking about Shaka Fatah, who, if he didn't ever go back to elected office, has a record of political achievement and uplift of his community that is unmatched by most of the people in the national legislature. And yet he is added to the list of some, as if he's some type of corrupt politician, for doing probably, the record will probably show, probably less than many others have done who weren't in a position to be able to elude justice.
Let me go to the phone lines. A lot of folks on the line already at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. George, calling from Silver Spring, what's on your mind?
How you doing? Hello to the panel. Hey, I'm going to be like this. I'm going to keep it briefly, Harold. We have a black successful president, and what's going on now, a lot of them, they don't like what he's doing, but what's happening is with the right white racists, man, the white folks, they're letting us know that they are still in charge and they're still doing what they want to do to us. And we allow them it. So every time we march, we still, nothing is getting done behind us marching. So only thing we can do is pray. I don't know, you know, what more we can do about this. So we can retaliate or, I mean, that's not good, but it's a lot going on, man. Just like any of those white officials get in trouble, they don't be on the news like a black official does. Mm-hmm. They hold him. They hold him until, you know, it'll turn into a TV sitcom. You know, just like Marion Barry when they did, how they put him out there. Oh, the crack mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's all I have to say, man.
All right, thank you, George. I appreciate that. Let's go to Poli in Baltimore. Poli, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Poli, are you there? Give me a call back if you want to. I'm going to take a quick break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Are we seeing an assault on black America? How do we address this issue? We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Police kill another unarmed black man during a traffic stop, and a black congressman has been indicted for alleged corruption. Yes, these are old stories. They keep happening? Why do these things keep happening? Are we seeing an assault on Black America? My guests are Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Afro-American Studies Department here at Howard University, and Joya Jefferson-Nuri, political and social commentator and president of In the Public Eye Communications. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me ask you, Joya, are you surprised at the apparent speed with which the indictments for the a police officer in Cincinnati were handed down by a grand jury? I mean, you got to keep in mind, this incident happened 10 days ago, and there was a huge fight over the video because of its extremely graphic nature. Shocking, again, for those of us with, thick news skin.
I think it's one of the most politically wise moves I've seen a city government do in a long time. I think they fully recognized the release of that video before there was an indictment of murder charges, not just manslaughter. Mm-hmm. Murder charges of this police officer would have ignited that city and possibly other cities. I think politicians fully recognize the rage that Black people are feeling, and our allies, that Black people and our allies are feeling around the country. And had I even seen that video before the indictment, as you were saying earlier, Harold, it was just shocking to the point where it brought me to tears. Like, I am tired of this. But you asked earlier what we should do about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're not asking the right question.
What do you think the right question is?
I think the original the question should be, where does the rage come from? Where does this belief by police officers and authorities, even authorities that indict Congress, Black congressmen, where does this come from? This sort of, we know the answer, but to address white privilege is the place where this conversation has to begin, not just in the realm of police officers, but in the realm of boardrooms, in the realms of media, in the realms of Justice Department movements against Black politicians, and in other places. This is probably one of the best Justice Departments we've seen since Robert Kennedy ran the Justice Department in the early 1960s. But yet, there is still a belief that Black people are criminals simply because we're Black. And as Dr. Carr was saying, we've all seen that red light come up behind us in the car. We have all walked into situations knowing that what you have to do is convince that white authority you're not a criminal.
Yeah.
You can't walk. You are not innocent until proven guilty. You are guilty by virtue of your color. You may be guilty by the texture of your hair, and you make your diction more, you enunciate better, you stand up straighter, and you make that white person feel comfortable. We've got to address white privilege before we can address anything else here.
Real quick, Dr. Carr, before I take a break, your thoughts about that. Do you think white privilege is part of that?
Well, white privilege, white supremacy. This mm-hmm. is a structural system. Black life is not valued, and the police are just doing what everybody else in this country does, devalue yeah. Black life. I agree with you. And, in fact, Marilyn Mosby's indictment, the indictment she got in Baltimore, that was politically correct. Now, whether or not they're going to convict or not, that's another question.
Mm-hmm.
What Dieters did in Cincinnati, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. That was completely political. It was very quick. He threw the guy under the bus. But let's also understand that we're talking about a university policeman. If we go back 14 years, remember Cincinnati was burning in 2001 after the
Absolutely.
Cops killed, mm-hmm. cops killed Timothy Thomas, and they'd killed 15 Black men in the 6 years before Timothy Thomas was shot. In the 10 years since then, after that, they killed 8 people. 6 of them were Black. Now the guy Dieters is saying, well, maybe they shouldn't have campus police. That's politics, man.
Yeah. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Martha. We're going to talk to Donna. We're going to talk to Ariel. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. If you can't get through, keep trying. I promise I will take your calls. We'll be back in just a few seconds.